First of all, I have to congratulate you on your digitalization drive. That digitization is proving to be very, very effective for you. You and your partners, you are saving this country so far about 112 million Ghana cedis. I mean, that's massive. That's really massive by any stretch of it. And this is just one institution. Right? Not nonsense. Just one institution. Now, if you replicate this in 10 institutions, you are talking of almost a billion, right? If that is the same sort of situation existing. And then what about the whole public sector? You can understand why we think it is so important to link payroll with the Ghana card, which is essentially part of this verification you have done. And that has chased 14,000 people away, you know, because they were getting money which they shouldn't have been getting. You know, and I think digitization has been able to expose that. So I'm very, very excited and thankful for what you are doing. You are thinking outside the box. You are looking at the competencies of our national service personnel and trying to really use those competencies productively. Architects and all of that going into houses. That is excellent. The accountants going in to help, you know, our private sector with bookkeeping. The agricultural people coming out there to greenhouses and they finish. Exim can help them start businesses in greenhouses. For example, with the Dawenya greenhouse project with AgriPark. So I think that you have such out of the box thinking, and this is how we should do it. This is exactly how we should do it. So you can be assured of 100% support from my office, 100%, 150% support from my office to enable you, you know, advocate for you and enable you actualize these things. These are things that, you know, are just going to be very productive for Ghana. And so we will get more out of the money we spend on national service. And then the service personnel will also get a lot of satisfaction and skills and entrepreneurial ability by the time they finish.